Hi, this is Trevor Settman, founder of the Story Project Diverse Voices and associate professor of communication here at the Community College of Baltimore County. Support for this project comes from the National Communication Association, the Community College of Baltimore County, and the Mellon Foundation, all proud sponsors of the Story Project Diverse Voices, a student-faculty mentoring program leading to a podcast production of students' stories of diversity.
I am who I am because of who I once was. Who I am today does not determine who I will be tomorrow. At the age of 21, I was living home with my mom and little sister. At that time, I was doing my day-to-day routine, doing whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted to do it. Not even thinking about the future. Why? Because I was in control of my own life. But what do you do when you're faced with an unexpected situation that changes the course of your life forever? My name is Deshira Jackson, and I am a student here at CCBC. This is my story and the story of Amar, my son. It is a story that I never anticipated telling at the age of 23. But things never turn out how we plan. Amar was certainly not in my plans when I was 21. I never thought a child would be a part of my story at such a young age. Now, only 2 years later, I look at him and try to imagine my life without him. And well, I just can't. This energetic, kind, sweet little part of me has become the most important part of my story. Let's rewind and I'll tell you how my story made me who I am today. A strong, African-American single woman whose greatest joy is Amar. It was 2020, and I remember being so carefree. It is a feeling I've sometimes missed. That all changed when I missed my menstrual cycle and began to notice changes in my body. I woke up one day and began to consider the unthinkable. Maybe I was pregnant. No. No way, I told myself. I decided to get a pregnancy test. Driving to the local CVS felt more like a cross-country trip, with each minute feeling like an hour. I remember walking through those sliding glass doors and scanning the aisles for the feminine hygiene section. I felt the sense of anxiety and fear telling myself, don't worry, chances are slim you're pregnant. There's no way I can be pregnant, right? This must be a dream. I walked down what seemed like the longest aisle in the store and saw the pink box containing one small object that would have such a huge impact on my future, a pregnancy test. After purchasing the pregnancy test and getting back home, I decided to go and take the test. At that moment, I was sure my heart rate was going about 140 beats per minute as I sat on the toilet. I was feeling petrified with what the outcome would be. Waiting 5 minutes to look at the test felt like I was waiting to see the results. I then looked at the results and those two lines were looking back at me. I instantly became scared and did not believe what was to come. I took the test and held it up to the light, hoping that my eyes were playing tricks on me, but those two lines refused to budge as if they had a mind of their own. Tears started to roll down my face as I leaned over the bathroom sink, feeling a sense of despair, thinking my life was over and that it would be hard for me being a mom and trying to take care of myself. I cried tears of shame and guilt, thinking about what others would think of me. And not to say that children ruin your dreams, but it does disrupt them. Within one split second, your life can change forever. I had never been more certain of such a thing. I was convinced my life was over. After the 20 minutes it took to gather up my courage, I called my aunt to confide in her the news. I said, Aunt Turk, I am pregnant. There was a moment of silence and then I heard, you're joking, she said in her calm and collected voice. I broke down and began to sob and she said, Teeny, are you serious? Calm down, it's going to be all right. We need a plan. A plan, I thought. What plan? There's no plan for this. She asked if I told my mom and I said no, in a quivering voice. You need to tell her. For me, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do that to my mom. I hoped the test was wrong. I quickly wrapped the test and took it outside to the trash in case my mom came home and saw it. As the day went on, my mom came home. I tried my best to act normally as if nothing was wrong. But on the inside, I was crushed and tried my best to avoid her, feeling shame because I knew I had let her down. 1 month into my pregnancy, I felt the need to tell my mom in case something happened during such an early stage. As we sat down in her favorite brown couch in the living room, everything became silent as if the world had stopped. As I hesitated to look directly at her, I told her I was pregnant. After telling her, she looked at me as if she had seen a ghost and instantly started to cry. At that time, I knew I failed her as a daughter. She then explained to me how disappointed she was because she had seen my future and seen that I was on the right track. She always told me that she did not want me to have a baby at such an early age like she did when she had me at the age of 17. After our talk, we sat down and planned about different resources I could use so that I could finish school because that was something she knew I really wanted to do and that was something that she wanted from me. I then told my boyfriend at the time. He had been a friend of the family for years and we started dating, which turned into a 3-year relationship. Once I told him and showed him a picture of the pregnancy test, he looked at me and told me that it wasn't real because the tests are not always true. I laughed and looked at him as if he was crazy. We then went to the hospital to get my blood drawn, and as we were driving in his all-black pickup truck, his face was blank as if he were clueless to everything that was going on, but I could tell he was nervous. As we sat and waited for them to call my name, I looked over to see his legs shaking as if he was going to piss through his clothing. After being called to the back, having my blood drawn, and receiving the results, he was so in denial that he believed they had gotten my blood mixed up with someone else's. We then left and had a conversation about how real the situation was and what steps we were going to take care of our child. After getting the news out, I felt that the weight had been lifted off of my shoulders. After a challenging pregnancy and a life-threatening labor, Amar was born, and that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Amar changed everything for me. 2 months after having my son, his dad and I decided that it would be better for us to separate and co-parent due to family situations. Even to this day, we still have a great relationship raising our son. He is an awesome dad. When my son turned 1, I told my mom I was ready to get back to school to finish my career. I never wanted to go to a community college because I always dreamed of living a college life at a university. I was unfamiliar with community colleges. My mom then suggested to me that it does not matter where you go to school. All that matters is that I finish because I will come out with the same degree. She then told me about Community College of Baltimore County, which is only about 5 minutes away from where I live. I did some research, and next thing you know, I was making my schedule to enroll here. After meeting with my advisor at the school, I knew I was making the right decision. Not just for me, but also for Amar. I love being here at CCBC. This is a place where I feel that I belong and feel welcome. To me, being here at CCBC means that I will always have a chance in the world and that I have as much of an opportunity just like my peers regardless of race and gender. CCBC is a part of my story and has allowed me to pursue my dreams that I once thought were lost. CCBC is my home. In the world we live in today, within a black culture, where there is a low percentage of families that is less likely to last and live the American dream, I will say to myself, what if I became another statistic of that stereotype? Where moms do not finish school, where it begins to break me down and affect me mentally. But is it really a stereotype if there is a generational pattern where it stems from grandmothers and mothers not being married with absent fathers? Also, where young moms end up not finishing school and not becoming something. So, could it really be us? It was always in me to want better for myself, but I chose to set myself aside and say, I am not going to be what society paints this picture of me to be. I am currently in school to become a registered nurse with my bachelor's degree, and I am doing all that I can, and I make it my priority to do whatever it takes for me to finish. I not only do it for myself, but I do it for my son, as well as to prove that anything is possible. Life doesn't always turn out the way we imagine it. I have learned that nothing goes according to plan, but when I look back, I wouldn't want it any other way. In fact, maybe this was the plan all along.
Dashira, what was it like your first day walking onto campus and doing your classes and then going home and sharing that experience with your mother and just thinking about how it would affect your life and Amar's?
So my first day walking on campus, I was really nervous because I just didn't know what to expect. I was fresh out of high school, trying to get into college. All that I knew was that I wanted to finish my career and just have a great start for my son. After the first day, it felt like school again. It felt like I was in tune to everything that was going on. And when I got home, I thanked my mom so much because I knew that she played a part in me making the right decision for my future. Not for me, but for Amar as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it means to you to be a single African-American mother coming to CCBC?
So coming here, again, I didn't know what to expect because, of course, I didn't go straight into school once I graduated high school. So I figured that possibility of me being the only person in my class that's trying to battle different situations having a child, still having to work full-time to provide for that child as well for myself, and just thinking, how will I be able to balance going to school just like everyone else? So for me, it was pretty difficult, but I just had to set myself at my own pace, not to try to keep up with everyone, and just to know that everyone doesn't finish things at the same time. And for me, like I said, I always wanted to go to a university. So not even thinking that there was such thing as a community college really enlightened me and gave me more knowledge to know that it really doesn't matter where you go to school as long as you come out with your degree. That's all that matters.
If there was one thing you could tell your 21-year-old self, being 23 now as a single mom, what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Not to ever be scared and always jump out on faith, because you never know what the outcome would be. Looking back now, I will tell my 21-year-old self that there's always going to be obstacles that you'll face. Nothing is never given to you, and it's not always going to be easy. There are moments where you're going to cry. There are moments where you feel like you want to give up. But always believe in yourself and know that at the end of every struggle is a success.